Back with Cultured on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. Earlier this month, the Canadian Foundation for AIDS Research, CANFAR, in partnership with arts-based youth performance group SEXT, Sex Education by Theatre, released Bodak Consent, a new music video highlighting the topic of consent, safer sex practices, and HIV-STI prevention. The video is a rap parody based on Cardi B's Bodak Yellow song, with the lyrics rewritten by one of the cast members, Lauren Chang.
Said, listen up, you ain't touching me unless I want you to. I'm not joking, this is my body. It's my right to choose who I date. I can get them all, I don't want to choose. And I'm quick, and I'll cut you off if you're acting rude. Look.
The piece is an arts-based public health and sexual health educational resource made by youth for youth. We have with us Lauren Chang as well as Shira Taylor from SEXT plus Roxanne Ma from CANFAR joining us to talk just about that. Welcome to Culture, ladies. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for having us.
This is such a great... So first I want to ask, what is... Because on the piece of paper that I was given, just so we're clear, it says SEXT. Now I know what a SEXT... I think I know what a SEXT is. But your SEXT is like a... uppercase S, uppercase E, lowercase X, uppercase T. So what does that mean?
Yes, so SEXT stands for Sex Education by Theatre.
Okay.
So the X is by, like, 2x4.
I was thinking something completely different. That's not at all what I was thinking.
Not X-rated.
Let's talk about SEXT, baby.
I know, that was where my brain was going. Absolutely. So tell us about your partnership between SEXT and CANFAR.
So I can speak a little bit to that. Mm-hmm. So CANFAR, which is the Canadian Foundation for AIDS Research, is a national charity. We've been around for 30 years. And as a foundation, we exist to end HIV in Canada by funding innovative HIV and AIDS research across Canada, but also through raising awareness through our youth educational programming that focuses on education, prevention, and early intervention. So I met Shira earlier this year at a youth sexual health symposium at the University of Toronto. And when I saw SEXT perform, it was an example of an amazing youth-led initiative that focuses on experiences and realities of young people. And it spoke to so many diverse issues related to sexual health and wellness, as well as HIV and STI prevention. And so it was a perfect opportunity for CANFAR to partner with this community-based initiative and really increase their reach and platform to go beyond just Toronto and the GTA. And so we took them on tour earlier this year to 13 communities across northern Saskatchewan. We went to northern Ontario and a couple places in the greater Toronto area as well. So
awesome.
We reached over 4,000 students through that initiative. And it's been a great partnership.
What was the reaction like out west? Because I used to live in Saskatchewan, so I'm curious.
Oh, wow. So Shira can speak a little bit to that.
It was really incredible because when we first sent out an email saying we have this youth-led performance, we weren't really sure how people would respond, but our inboxes were flooded with people contacting us from schools and reserves, especially in the north, which has double the national average of HIV. So that was a priority area for CANFAR as well. And we were going out to communities where they hadn't seen theater before. So sometimes we were traveling to these reserves and there was nowhere to stay there. We'd have to travel 5 hours in each direction to get there because it's so hard to reach these communities. And it was really interesting because we weren't sure how our show would land because in Toronto, like, youth react really well to the show because it's kids that look like them on stage who listen to the same music, have the same dance moves. We weren't sure how that would land in remote areas of northern Saskatchewan, but what we learned was that it landed really well, and the youth had the same problems, were suffering from the same issues, and we would get questions from audience members like, a kid in my class keeps asking me to send him nudes. Do I have to do that? And this is from a 12-year-old girl. So these are the types of issues that youth are grappling with across Canada, and this is the kind of issue that our music video is we made to address.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So Lauren, so you actually wrote the song, right? So how did you come up with the concept of Bodak Consent?
Well, Bodak Yellow was one of those songs that, like, all my friends knew every single word to. I thought it was pretty cool as, like, one of the only songs from a female rapper that like everyone just knows. Yeah. And I was like, okay, cool, let's do something cool with this. And I knew I wanted to talk about consent, but I didn't want to do it the normal, like usually it's framed as a very serious thing, which of course it is. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to do like a fun, empowering mm-hmm. take on it. And when I rap as Miss G, my rapper name, whatever, alter ego, I feel like I am in charge of my body, and I'm in charge of when and what I want to do with my body. And it's like the first couple of lyrics, like, listen up, you're not touching me unless I want you to.
That is fantastic. No, listen, that's the message that should be given to mm-hmm. all young people. That's so smart. Why do you think this is such an important topic to tackle right now?
Well, to me personally, since being at university, like I go clubbing with my friends, and it seems to be a thing, like every time we go out, someone is touched where they don't want to be touched. Mm. And I'm just so sick of it. And I feel like we're doing so much like reactionary work, like after the fact. Mm-hmm. But we need to start teaching like precautionary measures. Like we should teach people not to do these things and what's appropriate.
Yeah, no, listen. And you know, the funny thing is, I'm much older than you, darling. But it's the same thing that was happening when I was going to the clubs when I started partying when I was like 14. Mm. But when I was in the clubs at 20 years old, it was the same thing where you always found yourself. This is why we went in large groups as girls. Because yeah. You felt like mm-hmm. you could never go by yourself because mm-hmm. who knows what's going to happen to you. So that it's interesting that it's still happening. And also the education system for sex education, as we know what's happening here in Ontario, it's even more important to spread that message. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I think it's so important. We always talk about we need to teach our girls. We need to teach our boys and our girls.
Yeah, both right. needs to be. But yeah. I think it's more important. Personally, I just think it's more important for women to find their voice mm-hmm. to speak up, because I think it's usually the boys are egged on by their friends in those situations to, you know, say and do things that are inappropriate. And it's women who are at the, you know, receiving end of that.
And that's why theater is so powerful, because yeah. with the music video, we have peer educators modeling how to handle these precarious situations. So mm-hmm. when someone comes and grinds up against you and you're not into it, how do you react? How do your friends react? Mm. How do bystanders react, right? Yeah. So through theater, we give youth a chance to try out these situations in a safe space. And with the music video, we're modeling that learning to a much broader audience.
Mm. Now, what's the reaction been from young men? Do they have a different reaction than the young women who've seen it?
So our program has always been run in a co-ed way where all genders are welcome. Mm-hmm. And we've seen really amazing impacts. Like one of the young male youth who took part in the program after reported back that, you know, I was at Frosh Week and a drunk girl was coming on to me. And I just had that scene in our play pop into my head. And I was like, you know, she's not sober. She can't consent.
Then your job is done. Because if we can right? get every single young person thinking that in that mm-hmm. moment, well, then that's, oh my, that's the ultimate success.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's fantastic.
That's great. What you guys are doing is great. And it's great work. And so proud of what you're doing. Thank you for doing it. How can people see this video, or how can they find your work?
Absolutely. So the link to the video is tinyurl.com/bodakconsent. But you can also check out Canfar or Sext social media. So we're at SextEdShow, SextEdShow, or SextEducationByTheater.com.
Awesome. Thanks so much, ladies. We have to take a quick break, but when we return, we are chatting with Carly Fortune, Executive Editor, Refinery 29 Canada. More Cultured after this on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.